Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In our small business spotlight today is Dave Thompson. Dave is the proprietor of a classy restaurant that's very well known in Urbandale. It's called The Urban Grill. Classy, polished, but yet contemporary and casual. How all that stuff mixes together, we'll ask about that. But first, let's welcome Dave to the broadcast. Welcome, Dave. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
So tell us a little bit about the story. Before we get into all of the things that you're doing now, where did The Urban Grill start for you?
My former partner was Skip Bachman, who had Skip's, Nick's, Francie's, and also the Urban Grill. I was in the construction business and had done basically all of his construction work for years. And we built Skip's together, would have been 35 years ago now. We were next door neighbors, and I was doing the construction on this place, and was just a little burnout with construction, and had a conversation with him one morning that I said, gosh, I wish I'd have stayed with you in the construction business, or in the restaurant business instead of the construction business. And he kind of chuckled and said, it's not too late. And I ended up finishing this and went to work with him.
Wow. So a construction guy goes and becomes a restaurateur. What was that transition like, Dave?
You know, it was really fairly simple because I'd been around him for so many years that, you know, I'd worked with him off and on, helping out in his restaurants and different places. So I was very familiar with what the business was. Just needed to learn the basics and carry on from there.
So when you started with Skip in the restaurant business, what do you have you do?
Well, actually, when I first started, I was back in the kitchen expoing, trying to figure out how we made 500 meals a day go out and not have problems with it. So I spent quite a bit of time doing that. Then I moved up in front and I bartended, and which I had also done some bartending for him in the past. And
this was really a hands-on experiment, wasn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So you transitioned from Skip's on the South Side, well-known place over there, busy all the time, and you transferred over to the Urban Grill in Urbandale. When was that?
Actually, I started with him 14 years ago.
Yeah.
We opened Urban Grill in 2002, and I worked here for about 3 months, and then I ended up moving over to Nick's.
Sure.
That he was also the owner of, and I managed front of the house over there for 3 years, and then moved back to Urban in 2005.
All right, and then this has an interesting twist on the tale, something that you shared with me years ago. What happened to Skip, and how is it that you ended up here at the Urban Grill?
Well, you know, Skip, he ended up getting cancer, and I was already going to purchase the restaurant from him. He had made plans to retire and was trying to back out. He had already sold Nick's, and I was going to purchase this from him at the beginning of the year. Found out he had stomach cancer, and he ended up we pushed things up so that we could get things expedited on the sale, and ended up purchasing it in October. Instead of January, like we were going to,
sure.
And he actually passed away in December.
Yeah. He meant a lot to you, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. I can tell right now just by you telling that story. Not only was Skip a good boss and a visionary when it came to restaurateuring, but he also took good care of his people.
He did.
Is that something you learned?
Very definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And he sort of took care of you at the same time.
He did.
Yeah. Good stuff. Our guest is Dave Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. He is the proprietor of the Urban Grill in Urbandale. Well, things change, and things move along and get better, sometimes get worse. And now you've got this monstrosity here in Urbandale that's well known for lunches and dinners. Tell us a little bit about what Urban Grill is like today.
Our business is thriving. It seems like almost every month we have a new record. You know, doing numbers that never dreamt are possible. and great crowds. Long waits, unfortunately, sometimes, but you know, now we have the patio open, so that adds more seating.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about staffing issues in the restaurant business. You know, we have the opportunity to visit with many restaurateurs on a regular basis, and they all tell us it's really difficult finding high-quality employees.
It really has been very difficult. There are a lot of restaurant jobs open right now, and you know, we've even gone through a little bit of a resurgence here where we've had to hire a bunch of new people because we've had other employees that have been here a long time that have decided that they want to try something different.
Sure.
And, you know, as they move around, then you need to replenish, and it's been very difficult.
You know, Jessica Dunker over at the Iowa Restaurant Association has told us many times, and so too have other restaurateurs, that if we could break the cycle of people thinking that these are stopgap jobs, jobs that just somebody takes because he can't get anything else, we probably would be able to start staffing at a regular level. Is that true here, too? Do people make a pretty good living?
They do. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of servers here who make a lot more money than they can doing other things. I had one particular server who worked for me part-time. He was a full-time manager of Wells Fargo.
Really?
And he worked for me 2 days a week and made more money working for us than he did Wells Fargo.
Wow.
Full-time.
You see that? And I think people don't understand that, and they look at this as, well, kids are doing the job. But that takes a special person to work as a server in some of the nicer restaurants here in town.
Very definitely.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we've got the Urban Grill clicking along. Things are going well. You've got some people that come in and love the place. I know I get to have lunch here several times a month, and I have enjoyed it for years. I find you to be, and your wife, Jean, wonderful, wonderful people. And now you're rolling the bones and headed north to Ankeny. What's going on?
We are. We were approached about going north, and we kind of put it off, thinking that the timing wasn't right. And we continued to look at it. And finally decided the deal was right, and we are opening a new place
In Ankeny. In
Prairie Trail.
Prairie Trail in Ankeny. You know, that's one of the fastest-growing communities here in the Des Moines Metro. What are you going to call it?
It's called District 36 Wine Bar and Grill. We will have a very similar type fare as we do here, but we'll have more steaks, more seafood-driven items. For example, our salads are appetizers, a lot of seafood items there, and our wine selection will be about three times what it is here. Also more scotches and bourbons and a little better stocked bar.
What about the decor? What have you got planned? I mean, everybody knows the Urban Grill for this intimate, cozy kind of a place. Have you restructured things up there in Ankeny?
You know, we have a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of similarities there when you come in. You know, we try and do the decor as we did here. We try to do the same thing up there where we have a little more of a timeless look.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted it so that when you walk in, you don't have any idea whether we built it 14 years ago or whether we built it last month.
It's important. It really is, because if you stage it according to whatever the time is popular then,
yep,
that could go out of favor, and then you're caught with lots of expenses to redo things.
Exactly.
All right, so tell us more about what's that transition like. You're operating a wonderful place in Urbandale. You're trying to open up a place in Ankeny, which is going to open soon, by the way. That's got to be crazy. You've got to be, because this is already an exacting business, something that you live almost every day of the week for hours on end, and now opening up another place. How are you doing this?
You know, I probably work on the average of anywhere between 60 and 70 hours a week. And there are times when I've wondered whether I was losing my mind by doing this. But in all honesty, it boils down to having the right people in place to help you pull it off.
Yeah, and you've got family working on this as well, right?
I do.
So Jean, your bride,
right,
is at the Urban Grill,
yep,
most days, I believe.
Pretty much.
And yeah, and what's going on up north in Ankeny?
My oldest son and also the gentleman that I had talked about that worked for Wells Fargo, I finally got him to come
get
to work
out of
full
town
time for us.
So he left Wells Fargo.
He did.
to come to work in the restaurant business.
He did. He actually worked for us here for 14 years, so it's not like it's new to him. And we're taking his management skills from the banking world and his human resources. He has a master's degree in human resources. We're taking those skills and matching it with his skills of serving for us. And he's done some managing, and he did a fabulous job over the years. So between the two of them, my son, but this is my oldest son, he used to run our kitchen here. He's been a bartender here for years, so he knows the food and the drink end of it. And between the two of them, I think they're going to make a great team.
Now, I want folks that are listening to this to understand what you just said. Here's a guy that comes out of the banking world with a master's degree, by the way, and he's going into the restaurant business. If that doesn't say something about the possibilities in this world, nothing does.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't tell you how many employees over the years that we've worked with that have master's and bachelor's degrees.
Of course. Yeah, it's not a part-time job. It can be a fulfilling experience.
Exactly.
All right. We're out of time for this segment, but thank you, David Thompson, for visiting with us about not only the Urban Grill, but the other place in Ankeny.
District 36.
District 36. You know, that's kind of a common thread these days. Folks are numbering their restaurants. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. District 36 in Ankeny is going to be open soon. When do you think?
We're actually going to open for business on the 23rd of May.
Oh, coming up.
Yes.
Wow. All right. We'll have to make a trip north. Thanks so very much for sitting down with us and talking about this.
Thank you very much.
All right. David Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, in our small business spotlight, District 36 opening up in Ankeny and, of course, the Urban Grill in Urbandale. Thanks so very much for listening. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm so